This is about life. More precisely, it's about something else, which is about life. And that something else is a musical essay. 19 years ago, I entitled it Essay for Band, but now I see that it was really an essay on life. One would hope, I suppose, that 19 years should make a difference in one's perspective on life, and that's true for me, it has. One of the changes in me is that I can now reflect with some understanding on what I uncomprehendingly said then in that piece of music called Essay for Band. Picture young man, still uninitiated to death, alone with his dying father in a private hospital room. My father's breathing was heavy and diminishing as he lay there, unconscious. And finally, his breathing stopped. In those closing hours of his life, I thought of God and of Dad and of the good times we had had together. I reached out for help from God. I looked for some sign of faith on Dad's part. He wasn't a particularly religious fellow. But I could hear him singing the only song he knew, the one he sang when things were quiet and we were fishing together. It was called The Old Rugged Cross. Now picture me several weeks later. Dad is buried and I'm trying to put together some pieces, broken pieces. And I try to put it together in a language that I knew best then. The language was music. The Essay for Band begins with a painful first movement called Cicatrix, which means a healed over scar, the kind that forms on a tree from which a branch has been amputated. The scar itself is a sign of life. Healing is a sign of life. For some people, I suppose, it's morbid or maybe even macabre to address life first with an experience of death. But for me, this isn't so, because as I experience and perceive human life, death must be first dealt with, because death is a persistent and inescapable motif or theme that sounds through life like an organ cipher that is not silenced until the instrument itself is silenced. There is a death motif or theme in the Cicatrix. It's a simple three-note theme that depicts Dad's last breath, Dad's last breaths and pulse. And it sounds like this. In the midst of that suffering theme, however, another theme appears. It's a religious theme played by the solo trumpet in melancholy and sadness. And this theme is my father's voice, a thinly disguised melody of the Old Rugged Cross. I call it Dad's song. And it goes like this. But that song ends, and the breathing becomes critical, it peaks, and then it slowly stops. Dad has died. Let's listen now to Cicatrix. Thank you. Leaving the gravesite of a loved one is like walking away from the place where you buried your amputated arm or leg or hand. You find yourself with an incomplete body, but one that has already begun to adjust to its loss. Deep runs the lust for life. It's like the show that must go on, no matter what. When in the early 1960s, Sidney Carter wrote the hymn Lord of the Dance to an old Shaker melody, he must have thought of dance in the same way as I did when I wrote the second movement of the essay and called it simply Dance. Dance is vita, life, movement, vitality, form, pulse, fun, and the blending of all experiences in a juggernaut-like relentless rhythm. There is a life motif or a life theme that's introduced in the second movement of essay. It sounds like this. It's a fun theme that's appropriately and brazenly played by the instruments of the orchestra. Notice that as it's introduced, it's passed around from one section to another. And I think that's important because it says something about how I experience life. That life is not compartmentalized, it's not fragmentized. And there is no timid shuffling of the feet to a feeble rhythm, but a sweaty response of extravagantly free movements to the driving pulse of life itself. You'll notice that this is passed around, and you'll notice also that this theme kind of unfolds upon itself. It's introduced and then it's repeated, like a canon or a round. And this says to me, as this is my way of saying rather, that one person's life tends to spill into another person's life. So there's a kind of an influence or a camaraderie, an inescapable togetherness we have in this life itself. But of course there's more to the dance movement than just the life melody. The three-note death theme is here too. It's transformed, yes, by the rhythm of life itself, but it's still present. It's heard intermittently and sometimes unexpectedly. Da da da. And the same is true of my father's song, which is heard underneath the life theme. You'll notice it being played by the lower section, by the trombones. And it's in a driving, lifelike pulse and rhythm now. In this, I'm saying that I don't think that our death experiences are forgotten. I think they're carried on through life, somehow incorporated into life itself. Maybe blended is an appropriate word to use here, and yet I don't think it carries everything that I want to mean when I say this, that life and death are somehow brought together. Maybe life and death should be blended, but I don't think that always happens. When the blending doesn't take place, when the mood and the feelings of death experiences are frozen or locked in their dirge-like tempo, when they are put into a corner and they don't fit the dance of life, there is only a dissonance, a discord, a conflicting rhythm, and everything seems to be out of joint. And likewise, when you just have the light and flippant dance theme, the rhythm, rhythmic thing, this carried on by itself without any of the other motifs, then I think that is altogether flippant, and life in the sense then becomes kind of irrelevant and shallow. I have tried to blend, as it were, the motifs so introduced so far in this dance section of the essay. Whether I have been successful musically is a matter of opinion. And on that note, I want you to know that I have no illusions as to the marketable value of this music. But my hope, of course, is that there is some congruence between the dance musical, as we hear it now, and the dance actual, which, of course, is my own life. I'd like you to listen now to the dance. Thank you. Two more things about the dance movement. You may have noticed that there was another theme, as it were. It's heard very briefly. It's a two-note theme again. It goes like this. This is what I might call a stress theme. There certainly is stress in life. There is the dissonance that's heard, of course, with these two notes. There's a parting of the ways, and that too is a part of life. And I've tried to incorporate that also into the life motif, the second movement of the essay. And the other thing I want to say is, you may have noticed that Dad's song, that is the adapted melody of the Old Rugged Cross, appears in this second movement, but there's some syncopation to it. And in that syncopation, I want to say that there's something humorous about life. Even death itself is in its way, a very peculiar and profound way, there's something humorous there. I think that's vital to life, that there is a humor, something that doesn't happen just according to a schedule. And of course, that's what syncopation is. You're on the offbeat, on the upbeat, rather than the downbeat. That's vital to life. I'm convinced that without laughter, without variation from a rhythm, as it were, and yet incorporation within the rhythm itself, rhythm pattern itself, life is very, very dull. Maybe there isn't even human life. Well, so much for the second movement. I'd like to move to the third and last movement, which is called, what else? It's called chorale. You know, a conspicuously religious theme, or a religious term for this Lutheran. Of course, this is eschatological, and I'm not ashamed about that. The dance ended, of course, abruptly, and maybe that says something about me. I think that's how I see my life. I hope it ends abruptly. But the point is, now, after that abrupt ending, when the timpani comes down with the last note, is that all? Is that all there is? No. And I try to say so in this third and final movement, which begins with the death theme, the death motif, and it's presented peacefully by the soft brass and then the woodwinds as a kind of an introduction. And then in the manner of a chorale, the whole band restates Dad's song. And it's the important thing is how it's restated. Then the dance motif, of course, is also restated, and notice how this is presented as a quiet kind of an interlude, kind of a reflection on what I would anticipate someday to be able to look back upon my life and see its movements. And this is an interlude, and of course it's a preparation for the concluding statement, which I think has to be of great joy and triumph, in which I say, thanks be to God, and also in Jesus Christ, and of course that's the connection with the Old Rugged Cross theme, that all of this makes sense, life and death, the dissonances, the humor, the syncopations. And the last three notes, which are played on the chimes, are nothing other than the death motif, but this time they're transformed, and I believe they're transformed by the grace of God. There's an entirely new note and new meaning to the death theme as it is heard at the end. This, then, is what I think is life. Let's listen to the chorale movement.